Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry, wesołych świąt, and happy Christmas, almost. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today, here at WWDB 860 AM. And today I'm pleased to share with you a special program entitled The Power of Polish Christmas Carols, filled with our traditional carols and kolędy, those robust shepherd's carols, the pastorałki. In the new year, I'll return with my regular format of news from Poland, the cultural corner, the Polish word of the day, and events in the greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, all with a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So before the kolendy, let's hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
W niedzielę 12 stycznia o godzinie 3 po południu w Polskim Domu odbędzie się koncert kolęd pod sponsoratem Chóru Żeńskiego imieniem Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembrych. Nasze piękne polskie kolędy wykonują Chór Żeński. Poczęstunek po koncercie. Po rezerwację proszę telefonować 215-633-0560. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today. And as promised, the power of Polish Christmas carols. Poland really loves its Christmas carols, and there are thousands of them. One even nearly became the national anthem. According to a recent survey from Polish National Radio, nearly 80% of Poles sing carols at the Vigilia dinner table, which goes to show how popular these songs really are. This widespread admiration for carols isn't something new or recent, but rather a continuation that began hundreds of years ago. Carols first came to Poland in the Middle Ages as religious hymns sung in Latin or Czech. These seasonal specials became massively popular in the 17th century, and according to records, about 700 were written then. All in all, the number today goes into the thousands, and some claim that no other country has as many carols as Poland. The oldest known Polish carol is from 1424, Zdrów bądź Królu Anielski, Praised Be, Lord of the Angels, which is only slightly older than Anioł Pasterza Mówił, The Angel Told the Shepherds, a song still sung by Poles today. So let's begin with the oldest, Zdrów bądź Królu Anielski.
Narodziłeś się w cierpieniu.
continuing with Polish carols. Traditionally, Polish carols were created anonymously. There are, however, a few noted exceptions, one of them being the well-known Bóg się rodzi, God is Born, by the poet Franciszek Karpiński, published in 1792. Often called the queen of Polish carols because of its elevated character and masterful lyricism. It talks of the mystery of the incarnation through oxymoronic expressions like fire freezes, ogień krzepnie, and brilliance darkens, blask ciemnieje. The last verse, however, has a patriotic message. Raise your hand, Jesus child, bless this great land. The melody is even in the rhythm of a polonaise, fitting for a song that would come to be considered the essential Polish carol. Karpiński not only deeply experienced the first partition of Poland by Prussia, Russia, and Austria, which occurred in 1772, but also, when he was later writing Bóg się rodzi, sensed that things weren't getting any better for his homeland. That's why in the song he asks for help from above. Unfortunately for Poland, his intuitions proved correct, and a year after the carol was published, a second partition took place, followed by a third shortly afterwards, which effectively wiped Poland off the map. Following this final shock, Karpiński became silent as a poet and withdrew from civic life, settling in a small village outside Puszcza Białowieska. And let's pause here for the second oldest, Anio Pasterza Mówił, with the National Philharmonic. Following 123 years of partition, carols became a focal point of national identity for many Poles. With its patriotic lyrics, Bóg się rodzi gained status as one of the most important. There was even a time when it was considered as a choice for Poland's national anthem. In the end, however, Bukhsharoji remained what it was meant to be, a deeply religious and poetic carol. And let's pause here for the Polish folk song and dance ensemble Mazowsze's rendition of the Queen of Carols, Bukhsharoji. We're continuing in the cultural corner with the kolenda. In modern-day Poland, according to a recent survey, the most popular carol is Śródnocnej Ciszy. This beautiful song, with its calm verses and energetic chorus, is about shepherds going to Bethlehem to greet the newborn Jesus. It was written in the Baroque period when the carol genre in Poland was prone to the incorporation of pastoral themes. In his book, The Life of Jesus, Pope John Paul II wrote the following about it. A carol I used to sing in Poland as a young man, and which I still sing as the Pope, a carol about the birth of the Savior. On Christmas night, in every church and chapel, this song could be heard. And here's Śródnocnej Ciszy with the Poznań Nightingales.
Pan się wam rodzi.
We're continuing in the cultural corner with the kalenda. And of course, the version of Shrudnotsne Chishli you just heard was not by the Poznańskie Słowiki, but by the Galec Orchestra. And let's continue. Dzisiaj w Betlejem, today in Bethlehem, and Przybierzeli do Betlejem, hurrying to Bethlehem, are other pastoral-themed carols from this period that are still very popular today. Yet, another song with a very old origin that's also a staple of contemporary Christmas celebrations is Lulaj Jezuniu, Lullaby Jesus Child. This peaceful and tender tune is rooted in the 13th century custom of rocking the baby Jesus, which took place during celebrations linked to the nativity scenes. A variation on this carol's melody was used by Frédéric Chopin in his Scherzo in B minor, opus 20. So we'll now hear Eleni and Lulaj Jezuniu. Becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. After the presents have been wrapped and unwrapped and the Christmas decorations stowed away, you can relax and enjoy our time-honored kolendi at the Marcela Kochańska Sembrick Female Chorus's After Christmas Concert, Sunday, January 12th, 3 p.m. at the Associated Polish Home, 9150 Academy Road. Special guest, soprano Grace Tohu. A reception follows the concert. For additional information, phone Dolores, 215-633-0560. A Taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. And we're continuing with the power of Polish Christmas carols. many Polish carols aren't as tranquil as Lulajże Jezuniu. Instead, like Bóg się rodzi, they follow the rhythms and harmonies of traditional Polish dances, for example, the Polonaise and the Mazurka. This means they are often lively, catchy, and toe-tapping, which makes them pretty easy to remember and sing. Another popular carol based on a Polonaise is W żłobie leży, Lying in the Manger, which is said to have been written by the theologian and writer Piotr Skarga from the turn of the 17th century. Its melody is a variation on a Polonaise created especially for the crowning of King Władysław IV Vasa. And here's the Golec Orchestra again and W żłobie leży.
Pobierzy kolędować małemu Jezusowi Chrystusowi dziś nam narodzonemu. Pastuszkowie przybywajcie, jemu wdzięcznie przygrywajcie jako Panu naszemu. Pastuszkowie przybywajcie, jemu wdzięcznie przygrywajcie jako Panu naszemu. My zaś sami z piosneczkami za wami pospieszymy, a tak tego maleńkiego niech wszyscy zobaczymy. Świat z wesołości, że posłany jest nam dany Emanuel bliskości. Jego tedy przywitajmy, z aniołami zaśpiewajmy, chwała na wysokości.
We're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today with kolędy. When celebrating Christmas, the majority of Poles go for the traditional carols, like the ones already named. More recent creations just never became part of the canon. However, a mention should be given to a charming Christmas carol album recorded in the 1970s by rock and roll band Czerwone Gitary, entitled Jane Jeden w Roku, One Day in the Year. It contains pleasant original songs, among them Gwiazda na Kiju, Star on a Stick, which has a Highlander vibe to it. And so we'll conclude our program of The Power of the Polish Carol with Czerwone Gitary and Gwiazda na Kiju.
Niedźwiedź zachrapał ze śniegu czapa, na kiju gwiazda, ej panie gazda, na stół ozory, na stół kaczory, koko, koko.
Siada za
kind as always. Thank you for listening to this special Christmas program of Polonia Today. I'm happy to share with you that today's program will air again on Christmas morning at 10:30. So over breakfast and presents, tune in for more Kolędy. And now from Tyler and me, our wishes for a blessed Christmas and a happy, peaceful, healthy New Year. Wesołych Świąt, Bożego Narodzenia i szczęśliwego Nowego Roku. Do usłyszenia!